Three cities in California are trying something different when it comes to reducing gun violence. It's a controversial method that pays people for their progress, but it's showing promise in the city that's been doing it the longest. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez reports on why some Fresno community groups want to bring it here.
Aaron Foster stands outside Wayne's Liquor Store on East California Avenue. People walk in and out, cars whiz by with their windows down, music turned up.
This is the heart of Southwest Fresno. And
Foster has lived in this neighborhood since he was 16. Before that, he would spend every summer here. He says people can congregate in this area. It's not gang territory.
And there's rival gang members that come by, but they know this is the safe zone.
There's a park across the street where at least 24 people are hanging out.
So it's honor amongst thieves. Criminals don't come around here and shoot because of the old people that live here. So we call this the Old Man Park. It's called Pride Park, but we call it the Old Man Park, and you can come here and deal with the old people. Play dominoes, chess, poker, whatever you want, barbecue, fish, whatever you need.
But Foster wants the rest of his community to feel safe, so he's fighting gun violence.
I've lost 2 children due to gun violence, 4 years apart. They both died the same day, the same way. And they both died Memorial Weekend. They both died around 12 midnight.
They were both shot in the back of the head. His son was 21 and his daughter was 18.
My daughter went to her brother's memorial that morning, and she died that night. So that's my thing. But before I lost children, I was part of the problem. I'm a gang member, ex-gang member.
According to police, on average, 75 to 80% of homicides in Fresno are gun-related. It's why Foster wants the city to adopt a program called Advanced Peace. It focuses on the people who are most likely to be, or already are, involved in gun violence.
That includes mentoring, street outreach, case management, cognitive behavioral therapy, life skills training, and subsidized employment.
That's Devon Bogan, the founder and CEO of the nonprofit Advanced Peace. He started the program in 2010 in Richmond, a Bay Area city that was notorious for shootings. In the first 6 years, 84 people or fellows participated, and gun violence there has steadily declined.
94% of our fellows are alive today. 83% of them haven't been injured by a firearm today. And 77% of those individuals have not been named as a suspect in a new firearm crime since becoming a fellow.
He says law enforcement and other community organizations have contributed to these successes. An Advanced Peace is not a quick fix. It takes a long-term investment. With the help of a case manager, fellows create a life map over a period of 18 months to outline their goals. They also have a chance to travel.
When we travel outside of California or outside of the United States of America, and we do several times a year, the only difference is that they have to be willing to travel with someone that they have a challenge with, someone that they would consider their enemy, so to speak.
Last year, Sacramento and Stockton also started Advanced Peace. Cities make a 5-year, $1.5 million commitment. Advanced Peace provides another $1.5 million. After 5 years, the city is on its own.
And now you've got a well-oiled machine. It's now there. It's been there for 5 years. It's produced. It's demonstrated success.
And homicides are costly. A study from Iowa State University, using data from 2003, found a homicide on average cost society $17.25 million. That's if you consider the financial impact to the family, the government, the courts, the hospital, the police department, and more. A 2010 study by the RAND Corporation, a nonprofit research center, found the cost averages around $8.5 million. At least one Fresno City Council member says the city should consider adding Advanced Peace to the budget. Miguel Aria says the project has a lot of community support in his district, which includes parts of Southwest Fresno. But here's the controversial part. After 6 months, fellows can earn up to $1,000 a month based on their achievements. Some critics see that as a bribe, paying people not to shoot each other. But Simon Biasel, who's with Faith in the Valley Fresno, says that's a simplistic way of looking at it. He thinks Fresno should invest.
What I think is valuable about Advanced Peace is this idea of bringing humanity back to the individuals who are oftentimes treated as part of a system.
The program also benefits greatly if there's police support. Here's Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer.
I'm always willing to work with organizations that have a common goal of reducing violence in a city, as long as that is their true motive, and their motive is not driven by money. because I have seen over the years that there are far too many organizations that are in it for the wrong reason, where they began to chase the money.
Dyer says gang members are either suspects or victims in the majority of fatal shootings. He says there are other organizations in Fresno with goals similar to Advance Peace, like Street Saints, which offers youth programs in gang prevention and intervention. The police department also works with ex-gang members to help prevent shootings.
We've paid former gang members to come out to the scene. We have a Street 8 outreach program where when we have a shooting, we contact them. They respond to the scene. They find out what happened, who might be the next person who is going to be retaliated against. They work with the gang members to try to get them not to retaliate.
Back in Southwest Fresno, Foster and I take a drive around the neighborhood. We pass rundown parks, basketball courts where kids are playing, and a few memorials with candles and flowers set up on sidewalks and parking lots. We drive by a store and Foster points to it.
That was the store that had the three men get killed within 2 years. So this is what our neighborhood looks like.
He says it's why the city needs something like Advance Peace.
Our culture tells us to retaliate and avenge murder. We don't know how to deal with death in any other way. It's hard to tell. I say it all the time. My favorite saying is, it's easier to take peanut butter off of bread than to tell one of these young men not to avenge one of their fallen friends.
Advance Peace and local advocates, including Foster, will meet with Mayor Lee Brand and Chief Dyer this week in hopes of gaining their support. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.